Yes, sir.
Hi, hello. My name is Oscar, calling from Pennsylvania Field Service. Is it spam?
What service?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues in your community. You have a few minutes?
What's the question?
Are you over the age of 18 and older to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Great to hear. And of course, I know it's a little long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote? Probably 50-50?
Probably.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, you consider yourself white, Anglo, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Asian.
Asian, okay. What is your age? Are you between 18, 25, 26, 30, 30, 35, 35, 45, over 50, over 45, let's say?
Over 45.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you very much for your opinion. Just give me a few more here. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is to you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's isn't important at all. You can use any number, okay? Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
0.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Okay, now do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you say strongly, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Approve, okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards. Then 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number, of course, from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, okay? Joe Biden.
80.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
This is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
80.
I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10, how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 as if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat, 0 if it isn't important, and you can use any number from 0 to 10. Preventing undangered tobacco use.
8.
Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
Thank you for your answer. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the scale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? If support or oppose, if you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you for your answer. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes, unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly support? Now, regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would you somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority. Other issues are more important right now. Which of these two?
Other.
Thank you, sir. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? A, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or B, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
Last one.
The last one, okay. Now we're almost here. We're at 54%, so we're almost done. Now I'd like to just read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about outcome. Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing maintenance workers, truck deliverers or drivers, warehouse or operators and retailers who operate responsibly in legal regulated industry today. Would you say not very concerned, very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the last one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about potential ban of nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number, of course. A, prohibition is a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana prohibition. Doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Would you say, on a scale from 0 to 10, the statement is 10 being strongly agree, 5 somewhat, or... You said 10? You strongly agree with the statement?
Yeah.
Okay. The other statement says today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or some drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through sensation support and harm reduction. Do you agree with this statement? Somewhat agree, or you strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs between some policy officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat, or you strongly disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. All right, great. Now then, sometimes over the course of the surveys, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose ban by the federal government on selling of menthol, on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults under 21? Would you strongly support it, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Regardless of whether you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 or older be more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would you feel that it's a benefit? You somewhat feel that it's more of a benefit, or somewhat... Not a benefit?
Benefit.
Benefit, okay. All right, so would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Would you say much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or likely to support these bans? Somewhat less willing. Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Smokeless tobacco, such as a dip or chew?
No.
Oh, this, no? Yes or no answer, right? Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Soda pop? Or
yes.
Coke, Pepsi, okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarette or vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
You're at 75%, so we're placed, oh, actually 90, so we're almost here there. Switching gears here a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or
married?
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say you're wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Are you, or is any member of your household a member of the union or employee association?
No.
Was that a yes?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry about that. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
This concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for your participation. And you have yourself a good evening. Thank you for your time, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one. Bye-bye. So, I'll just hang up.